Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem Ches. The new Mishnah on Amud Beis teaches that one may count the guests who are coming to the meal and the appetizers as well. However, this counting may only be done mipiv, that's to be done by memory. One may not read those names from a written list. The Gemara on tomorrow's daf brings Rav Bivi, who says that the reason for the prohibition of reading guests off a list is mochek, shema yimchok. It's an issue that the person may come to erase the names. Nevinsal adds that this would be a source for a person not putting name cards in an event on the tables on Shabbos, lest the Baal Simcha come around, read the names, and erase one. Avnei Nezer Arachaim Reishvav Sif Katan Vav brings that we see from here that the Ptur, the exemption of mochek shalom and aslichtov, which is when a person erases without the purpose, the goal within which is to create a space so one could write in that space. So that exemption is because otherwise it's considered mekalkal. We see this from Rashi and Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, a little while back. So therefore, when in a situation where one wants the space of the erased location, and not just a kilkel, not just you're erasing for no purpose, as in the name of the guest's, you know, the case of the guest's name. So the erasing itself, the mechika itself, is a Shabbos violation, even if one doesn't plan to write in that space. It's an amazing thing. This is why Chazal in our Mishnah warned against counting guests from a list, because of the danger of violating Shabbos with mechika. Even with no use of writing in that space, there is a toeles, it has a use, because it helps you count the guests. And that would be very dangerously, of Shabbos violation, Nisr D'oraisa. So had the erasing for this purpose only been an Nisr D'Rabbanan, says the Avnei Nezer, the Chachamim never would have decreed on it because of the principle of Ein Gozrin Gzeir L'Gzeir. We don't add, the Rabbanan put one fence, they didn't put a fence around the fence. No. The one sticking point is that a person may actually come to erase one guest and actually fill the name of another guest, and this kind of erasing is a Mechika Almanat Lichtov. That would be a question remaining on the Avnei Nezer. An interesting tie-in to the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, which we mentioned the other day about the indecision of Rabbi Suchari ben of Kulas. So the Shari Tshuva brings in Simon Shun Zayin Yud Beis, he brought a svara, a logical explanation to the custom that a simcha for the shamish, maybe the head waiter or something, to read the table and guest names, table number, the guest names from a list. So he brings this custom, that people had this custom. So says the Shari Tshuva, why was there no gzeira on the Shamish? So we have a Mishnah, it says you're not allowed to do such a thing. And so it's Shamish. So says the Shari Tshuva, we want to avoid churban, an embarrassment. That's exactly what happened. The story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, there was a guest list mix-up. That was what happened in the story. So to avoid such a thing, you read out the guest. It's very clear. Everybody knows who's invited, who's not invited, where everybody's sitting. That's brought by the Mishnah Berurah and Zayin. Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Rav Nevinsel points out, this likely comes from the language of the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says, Mona es Orchav Bepiv. Orchav means, you're the Baal Simcha, you're the Baal Abayis, you're in charge of what's going on. So they're your guests. So you're very invested in it. But if you have another person, and you might come to a race, you want to make sure. But if you have another person, the Shamish, the head waiter, he's not in relationship with your guests. He's going to read out the list. What's the big deal? That's where the permission for that practice came from. His own guests, but when the invitees are not his own guests, they weren't goes there.